I know that we're fortunate to have a defense that has done a lot in terms of causing turnovers, you know, and putting us in prime situations to score points.
What if I told you you were third in the league in points off turnovers?
I really wouldn't change anything from the standpoint of how we approach our weeks and we approach every possession.
Josh, one of your favorite questions the last 3 years is how to get off to a fast start. What's the problem with this offense? It's not starting fast. This year, you guys are fourth in the league in points in the first quarter. What do you think has been the biggest difference? I know you kind of worked on that for the longest time, but it seems like things are clicking right now.
I think it's kind of a collective mentality. You know, as far as the preparation for the game, I know the night before the game, we go over kind of the list of plays that Sully's thinking about calling early on. And then with that, you know, it's just kind of everybody's on it, on the same page. We kind of stay out of third down situations that would be tough to convert, and then we convert the ones that are makeable. But at the same time, we just got to continue to do what we're doing. You know, as far as starting fast and taking the extra time throughout the week, and especially that last night, getting prepared with the opening script.
Mike Williams was saying having Vincent Jackson is maybe the key to that whole thing. Would you agree to that?
Vincent definitely plays a part, you know, and I can think of drives where we ran the ball the majority of the time. I can think of drives where we threw the ball, you know, so I think everybody plays a part. And, you know, having Vincent and Doug and, you know, helps a lot.
So he was talking about how you stood in there and threw the ball under a lot of pressure the other day and, you know, took some hits in the process. You talked about your toughness. Can you talk about just, you know, having that mentality of, you know, just having to deal with that, but also then talking about what he added, which was that they want to find some ways to maybe avoid that. They don't want you taking those hits. And that's the line that's maybe helping you get rid of the ball faster. But just talk about all those things if you could.
The thing is, I have a job to do, you know, point blank each play. And, I mean, regardless of what's happening around me, you know, I got to go out and try to do my best to execute my job. And that kind of takes all that and simplifies it for me. You know, Sully calls the play. I get the play. I relate it to the team. We break the huddle. I go up to the line, make any necessary adjustments, and then snap the ball and try to execute the play to the best of my ability. And whether that's standing in the pocket or scrambling or whatever it could be, you know, I try to maximize what our offense can do with the ball.
Absolutely. Every time you guys play the Falcons, the last few years have been a close game down to the final minute or two. Is that something you just expect going in with these guys? I mean, I know it's that way in the NFL. A lot of games are close, but
yeah.
These guys last couple of years have been.
Well, I mean, you know, they have a really good football team. Obviously, their record shows that. They're 9-1. Their offense is great offense. Their defense is, playing phenomenal right now. And you can't go into a game thinking it's going to be close or think it's not going to be close. You just have to go in and kind of focus on yourself, focus on how you're going to make the right calls as far as protections with this defense on third down, how you're going to do this as far as getting your team into a good play when the defense is bringing something. You know, you kind of have to look at those things rather than looking at the finished product, which would be a close game. So, if it is a close game, we're going to be prepared to play it. But, we're just going to go out and try to play the best game the Tampa Buccaneers can play.
Yeah, rivalries in this league, yeah, in college. Even. Is this a fun rivalry for you? You've played these guys a number of times now, personally.
Yeah, no, I feel like every team within our division, you know, it's a fun rivalry. You know, you talk about the Saints, you talk about the Panthers, and then obviously the Falcons. And first go around with the Falcons, you know, this week. And we're excited. We're excited. They've got a great football team, and we're excited about the opportunity.
You've talked about the components you've had on offense coming in to the season. You knew you were going to be good on offense, but did you think you were going to be this explosive this early? You guys are top 10 right now.
We don't really set limitations. You know, you kind of, like I said, I mean, it's all about the now. You're not shooting for goals. You're not shooting for for stats. You're just kind of taking each play, trying to make the most of it. And each game, you know, we have goals, trying to accomplish those goals and ultimately win the football game. And I think it's pretty cool what Mike's done in the field, what Vincent's done in the field, what Doug's been able to do running the ball. But, you know, none of that stuff is going to help us coming into the game this week. You know, the only thing that's going to help us is our preparation throughout this week in practice, in the meeting rooms, at home, studying film, the game plan, and then moving forward. You know, so we just have to continue to prepare. Like Coach always says, you know, out-prepare, you know, our previous efforts.
Doug's got a lot of attention for his running and catching ability, and that's deservedly so. But I was wondering if you could talk about his picking up blitzes and stuff we don't see as often from up there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't recognize that about Doug's game because, I mean, watching the game on TV, and you really kind of have to understand our protection scheme and understand what Doug's asked to do. You know, Doug, we have him doing a lot. You try to keep him off the bigger guys, but every now and then he gets matched up with a big guy, and I mean, he always holds his own, you know. So just the way that all our running backs play and protection, and you know, those guys, EB does a great job getting those guys ready, and those guys take a lot of pride in it.
Josh, normally you go into a game knowing you have to run the football and, you know, grind it out and time of possession. Do you emphasize that even more so this week, given how explosive Atlanta is offensively, trying to limit your possessions?
Yeah, I mean, every week we want to run the ball, you know. But, yeah, I think it comes into play definitely this week, you know. And then it goes back to the whole division thing. You know, you talk about the guys like Drew, obviously Matt, you know, Cam. Those guys are, I mean, weapons. You know, they can score, take any possession and score with it, you know. So maximizing our possessions, you know, like you look back a few weeks and we played a game where we had very limited possessions early on in the game, and you know, we had to, you know, it's kind of like you kind of have to, but I feel like we do definitely need to run the ball, and I feel like we have a great plan going into this game. You know, Doug's been running the ball extremely well. The O-line's been doing a great job, and it's gonna be exciting. I'm excited about the matchup.
The point where maybe the other team needs to run the ball to keep you off the field?
We don't concern ourselves with them, you know, with from the standpoint of what they're doing. You know, we just, like I said, the focus is inward. You know, we got to figure out how we can go out and play our best game.
Thanks, Josh.